It's an issue Michael Morrissey was working on before he left the state Senate, adding a line to the sex offender registry paperwork to list the offender's online identities and addresses.
We think, well, you're asking them for their residential address, and you should also ask them for their email address and those identifications that they use on Facebook or other social media pages.
Morrissey admits it would be tough to monitor, but could be a valuable tool if a person is accused of reoffending.
It may not go as much to prevention as to, you know, punishment. When you don't register for a first offense, it can be up to 5 years in prison.
More than a dozen lawmakers have signed on as co-sponsors of the bill, which could get a hearing in the early fall. Lana Jones, WBZ News Radio 1030.